Hello and welcome. I'm Claire Connor, Student Recruitment Officer at the Technological University of the Shannon at Athlone, and you're listening to the TUS Athlone 360 podcast. Every week, I'll be delving into different aspects of university life at TUS Athlone, giving you a 360 view of the transition to third level. From the admissions process, academic writing, student supports, clubs and socks, sports, and so much more. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our new podcast series. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by our admissions officer here in TUS Athlone, Louise Higgins. Hi, Louise, how are you today?
I'm great, Claire. How are you?
Good. So Louise is here to talk to us a little bit about, obviously, the CAO process, offers, and all those important things that you need to know as we obviously move towards the change of mind period between May and the 1st of July. So Louise, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Firstly, I think it's important that we touch on the key dates for the next couple of months for anybody listening in. So do you want to talk to me a little bit about those?
Yeah, Claire, there's a couple of dates coming up that I think applicants would be interested in. The 1st of May is the closing date for late applications, so for anyone who hasn't yet made an application to CAO. And the 1st of July is the close of date for change of mind. So if you put some courses on that you're not so sure about now, you can have a look at those before the 1st of July and change your mind for free. And then throughout summer in July and August, some students can expect to get offers. So those would be deferred students, mature students, anyone applying with a QQI qualification. And then in mid-August, when the Leaving Cert results come out, those Leaving Cert students can expect to start getting offers.
Brilliant. So Louise, I think it's important as well that evidently with the change of mind coming up that we talk about that, it's usually around 8 week period. It's a great opportunity for students to obviously swap around their options and look at their options both at level 6 and 7 and both at level 8. So with your 10 options at your level 6 and 7 and your 10 options at level 8, what is kind of your advice for when you're kind of putting things on the CAO? So I know that always students are kind of like, oh, I kind of want my first option, but what about my second option? So how, as a obviously someone that deals with this on a daily basis, what advice do you have for our listener today?
We would always say that you should put the courses down in the order of your genuine preference. So number one should be the course that you want the most. Number two, the one you want second, for both the level eights and for the level sevens and level eights. And if you look back at your application that you made in January and you think you haven't put them in order of genuine preference, now is the time to go back to the My Application portal. Sorry, from the 1st of May.
Go back to the application portal. Yeah, of course.
And submit a change of mind. And once you submit that change of mind, it will erase everything that you put in before, and your new list of preferences will be the list that will be considered when it comes to offers. You should keep in mind that some courses are restricted, so you can't introduce them at this point. Mm-hmm. Those would be things like portfolio courses. And that mature applicants should check with the admissions office before they put any new courses onto their CAO list at that point.
That's actually really good advice as well for anybody that's mature listening in, because a lot of the time we obviously get a lot of queries from mature. So something like this is a really good way for them to find out some key information as well. So can you talk about, you obviously mentioned from, we'll say, after the 1st of July when the change of mind closes, the offers process. So will you talk about a little bit in detail, because obviously you mentioned that different, so QQI applicants get an offer at a certain time, matures, etc. So will you just go into a little bit of detail of that for our listeners?
Yeah, so in mid-July, those students who deferred their course last year or mature students and some access course students would expect to start getting offers. The dates for the actual dates for the offers are not set in stone yet. We're waiting to hear about when Leaving Cert results will come out and things like that. Mm-hmm. But mid-July would be when those students will get offers, and they'll be expected to accept them at that point. And then in early August, there's another round of offers for access students and QQI students. And then, like I said, the Leaving Cert students will be waiting until their results come out in mid-August before they'll hear anything from any of the higher education institutions.
Perfect. And obviously, Louise, we're going to move on to now when they accept their offer. So we always get loads of questions about this. And so a lot of the students, and probably one of our most popular questions in TUS Athlone is in relation to obviously nursing. So just as an example, if a student got a mental health nursing offer, can that student then transfer to general nursing?
So we understand that there's some really legitimate reasons why a student might want to transfer from one course to another. But by participating with CAO, we agree to certain guidelines to make admissions as fair and equitable as possible for our students and also for anyone applying to TUS. And we have to keep that in mind when we consider any application to transfer. In a program like general nursing, which is so competitive and so many people want to do it, any empty space that was on general nursing in September would be offered to a student on the waiting list for that course, not to a student who wants to transfer from mental health nursing or any other program. And we would say if you have a real preference for general nursing over mental health nursing, that you put general nursing higher on your list of preferences so that you're offered that.
Yeah, rather than mental. Yeah, that's really good advice as well, Louise. And it just goes back to what you said when I asked you for your advice, that make sure that your number one is your number one and your number two is your second favorite or whatever it might be. It's just so important over the next couple of months that when you're doing your research and looking into these courses, that what number one is literally the dream and what you want to do when you go out into the big bad world. Obviously, another one that we get asked a lot, and you yourself obviously in admissions, is I received my third preference course, but I would prefer my fourth preference. What should I do to get my fourth preference? So how does that work for a student? Again, that we're just saying there about advice to make sure that what you want is number one, two and three. So if this student, for example, makes that small mistake and realizes that what they want is actually a little bit further down, how does that work?
Unfortunately, because of the way the offer process works, once you're offered a choice on your list, the lower choices essentially disappear from the application. Okay. Now, you could end up getting offered a higher preference in a subsequent round, but you'd never be offered a lower preference.
Okay.
The only way you could be offered your fourth choice is if that course appeared on the vacant places list.
Okay.
CAO. So those would be, that's a list of courses that colleges haven't filled.
Okay.
So they have those spaces and they're willing to offer them to anyone. So you'd have to apply separately for that.
Okay.
And the other option is to apply again next year with that fourth preference at the top of your list so that you make sure that you get it. Yeah.
Brilliant, Louise. And obviously another one that's really popular is I have the points, why didn't I receive my offer? Now, I think this one is going to be so important for listeners because it's something that we in student recruitment talk about a lot. It's something that you deal with a lot. So I'm going to let you kind of take the role on this one.
Yeah. So in addition to points, every course has minimum entry requirements. And those are described on our website and in our prospectus. So if you have the minimum points for the program, but you didn't get an offer, it might be because you're lacking one of those basic entry requirements. So the easiest way to put it is you got an H6 in maths and the course required a H3 in that subject. Mm-hmm. So you don't meet that basic entry requirement. It's also possible that there's an error on your CAO application, and that can be as simple as forgetting to provide your Leaving Cert number. So you should really make sure that you check every single email that you get from the CAO, check the statement of application that you receive in May, and log in and verify that all that information is correct and complete on your CAO account. In particular, we would say check your exam numbers, check that all of the subjects that you studied are mentioned in that list, and that all the courses that you want to be offered a place on are listed in the correct order. And then follow the instructions from CAO if there's any errors. Definitely don't assume that everything is correct. Mm-hmm. Check it so that you don't end up in a scenario where you're not offered a place because of a small error on your application.
Definitely. I think that's so important as well when we're talking about research and things like that. It's obviously important to look at points, but minimum entry requirements are so important because there might be something like a requirement for a lab-based science subject, or, and this is obviously the applicant's responsibility to look into, and it's something that's so, so important, and to double and triple check over the next couple of months because you don't want to come in August and be in a bit of a conundrum, basically. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of course specific program questions that we kind of get a lot of the time, if that's okay, Louise. So traditionally we might get, for example, I'm applying for the pharmacy technician course and I need a lab-based science subject. Is geography okay?
We don't accept geography or home ec to cover the
lab-based science subject. Perfect.
Yeah, you need biology, physics
or chemistry. Yeah. Perfect, Louise. Perfect. That's actually really good as well for some students that might be taking geography that might think it is recognised. Just here, for example, it's not. So I'm doing a PLC to get a place in veterinary nursing. Is it hard to get onto the veterinary nursing course?
Veterinary nursing is one of our most competitive courses, but we do have 6 places reserved for students who want to apply with the QQI level 5 qualification. It's worth noting that successful applicants generally have distinctions in all their modules in that QQI qualification. And we usually offer those places by random selection of those students with those top marks. And we also do reserve some places for mature students. But yeah, it's very competitive.
It's competitive. And just to talk about competitiveness, it's similar as well for general nursing, isn't it, as well, from a PLC perspective, that there's a number of reserve places and it kind of goes into general selection as well. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. And I think just one last thing in relation to languages, I think we get this a lot as well, is I'm doing the Leaving Cert and I have an exemption in Irish. What courses will I not qualify for here in Tuse?
In TUS, we ask that you're studying either Irish or English. So if you're studying English, you'll meet our basic requirements. None of our Midlands campus programs require that you're studying Irish specifically.
Brilliant. Louise, so just to finish up, I want to thank you firstly for giving such a good insight and great advice to students who are obviously applying to the CAO this year. But have you any final advice just to kind of finish up?
Check the statement of application that you get in May. Make sure everything is complete and correct and that your courses are in order of your genuine preference. And contact us if you have any questions. We're happy to help.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Louise.
Thank you.
So that was TUS at Loan 360, giving you a 360 look at student life at the Technological University of the Shannon right here in Athlone. Thank you for listening and tune in next time for another episode on making the transition to third level.